Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia, along with Cullen Steele, running things behind the scenes, making sure we all coordinated and supervised. And at 5:45, Steve Geller will join us for our triple option feature. In about 10 minutes, we'll have on with the Saints radio color analyst, Deuce McAllister, talking about the Saints. Also, the upcoming game Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870, WWL, and free on the Odyssey app. And at 5:20, Brad Evans join us from BetMGM tonight. And the 6:25 range, Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter and WWL digital content producer, will join us to weigh in on the Davante Adams trade talks and where he might end up, and also the Monday night matchup versus the Chiefs. Charlie and I spoke so much about it yesterday, and then certainly news breaks this morning from Adam Schefter saying the Jets, Saints are certainly in the mix here, I think, along with the Pittsburgh Steelers for Davante Adams. At least that's where he's asking to go. I think the Jets are the clear front runner right now for Davante Adams. Certainly his connection with their quarterback there and Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron's got the ear of the owner. I mean, basically he's made it clear, he wanted Aaron Rodgers, and he got him, and he'll do whatever he can to sort of please him. And that may be paying market price for Davante Adams. I always look at it this way. If you want someone bad enough on your team, and I know the contract is pretty rich for Davante Adams, but the Saints aren't paying any other wide receiver or tight end. You can make it work if you want to. That's why I never bought Jerry Jones's comments about Derrick Henry. The asking price was too much. Come on, Derrick Henry wasn't asking for $20 million a year. I never bought that comment from Jerry Jones. Price is certainly a piece of the puzzle when you acquire somebody like Davante. I think the most important thing, though, when you get a player of his ilk is, one, you know he's going to help you. He could help 31 other NFL teams in the National Football League. He's that good. Now, he is 31 years old. He'll turn 32 in December. I think December 24th is his birthday, but still, that always going to play a little bit of a factor in on price. But it comes down to what you have to give up compensation-wise for a guy like Davante Adams. And secondly, looking into the telescope, how is he going to fit in 2025? He's not a one-year guy. He's going to be a multi-year player for you. So I think that comes into play when you look at acquiring someone in their 30s, who still has football gas left in the tank. What are you willing to give up? Now, I'm not giving up a second-round pick. Now, maybe the Jets will, but I wouldn't at this stage. And I think that was the initial asking price when you look at it, a second-round pick and maybe something else. I think it won't be that much, but it'll be multiple draft choices, most likely, for the Raiders. And so it'll be, what are you willing to give up, and how does he fit on your football team? Not only for this year, but also for 2025. So it's always, when you're acquiring a veteran player, I think those are keys. Again, money is always a little bit of a part of it. But if you want a guy bad enough, you can make it work. For any team, they can make it work. Interesting that the Jets, and also a lot of talk out of Pittsburgh, the Steelers showing a lot of interest in Davante. And remember, they were in talks with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. So they're looking for a guy that can help out Justin Fields at quarterback in that pitch and catch part of the game. So we'll get Deuce's comments on that, along with Jeff Nowak's thoughts. Again, it breaks down to a little bit of money, a little bit of considering the age, a lot, though, having to do with fit on your team and the look in 2025, but you want to win in 2024, if you're willing to do that, he'll certainly help any team that he goes to. And I think compensation is the big key. what are you willing to give up to get Devontae Adams? And I think of all the teams, probably the Jets would be willing to give you up more than someone else. I know they're in the AFC. I see some of these odds about Kansas City. There's no way if I'm the Raiders, unless they make me an offer, a Godfather offer, I'm not dealing him to another AFC West team, and especially Kansas City, who you dislike so much. That's not a dislike, as a hate between one another there. So, well, we'll keep you up to breast here on anything that happens possibly with Devontae Adams, and also hoping to get him tomorrow, and he's trying to make it work schedule-wise. But Steve Foley, went to Jesuit High School, terrific quarterback at Jesuit High School in New Orleans. Goes to Tulane and a signature player there at quarterback, and initially signs on with the old World Football League. Played 1 year there before going to Denver. He will be honored this weekend. He'll be on the Broncos Ring of Honor along with Riley Odoms. If you old enough, you remember Riley. He's in the Hall of Very Good. I mean, if there was that such place, he would be in there. He was a terrific tight end for the Broncos in the 70s, and they're also honoring another member of that Orange Crush defense. He got into Pro Football's Hall of Fame this year, Randy Gradishar at linebacker. So want to congratulate Steve, and we're hoping I talked to him this afternoon. We're hoping to make plans to get him sometime tomorrow on with Steve and I on Sports Talk here on the Big 870.